Are you obsessed with email? How often do you check your email? Can you concentrate at work? Or do the distractions of email affect your ability to focus? Do our quiz and find out whether you're obsessed with email or not. Answers are on page 24.
Number 1. You are feeling a bit lonely. What do you do? A. I send emails to all of my friends and get an online conversation going. B. I phone up some friends and arrange to go out for drinks and chat.
2. It's your job to inform a colleague that he has been sacked. What do you do? A. I send her an email explaining the causes. B. I arrange a face-to-face meeting with her to discuss the situation.
3. A friend sends you an email at work. How long does it take you to answer? A. I send an instant reply. B. I'll reply at the end of the day just before I leave.
4. What's the longest you've ever been without checking your email? A. 1 hour. I was in a meeting and I didn't have access to a computer. B. A whole day. That's normal for me as I just check it first thing in the morning and just before I leave in the afternoon.
5. You just done a send and receive and you've got no messages. How do you feel? A. Depressed. No one loves me. Not even the spammers. B. So what?
6. How many emails do you write during the day? A. As many as I can. Sometimes my hand hurts from so much writing. B. Just the bare minimum.
7. You've just finished a job at work. What do you do? A. Write some emails to friends. B. Get on with the next job.
8. You are working on an important job. While attempting to complete it, what do you do? A. I check my email a few times just to see if any messages have come in. B. I disconnect my email server or go somewhere with no internet, and I get my head down. I don't want any distractions.
9. What do you do when you get spam? A. Open it, of course. It might be important. B. I delete anything I don't recognize.
10. You want some information from a colleague who's sitting next to you. What do you do? A. I send her an email. B. I ask her politely if she's busy and if she doesn't mind helping me.